AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Malaysia is sending investigators to a French island in the Indian Ocean where debris from a plane has turned up. Air safety investigators say that wing part may be a component unique to the Boeing 777, the same model as the Malaysia Airlines plane that disappeared last year. Malaysia's transport minister.
So we have dispatched a team to investigate on these issues, and we hope that we can identify it as soon as possible.
If the debris turns out to be from the missing aircraft, it'll be the first confirmation the plane crashed into the Indian Ocean after it vanished with 239 people on board. The Obama administration is not dismissing reports that Taliban leader Mullah Muhammad Omar is dead.
Afghan intelligence officials announced the secretive Omar died in 2013.
We do believe the reports of his death are credible.
White House spokesman Eric Schultz would not comment on the time frame, and when pressed on why U.S. intelligence did not know for more than 2 years that the Taliban chief had died, said he cannot comment on what Washington does know.
The intelligence community is looking at these reports.
Omar had not been seen in public since fleeing Afghanistan during the U.S. invasion 14 years ago. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
A University of Cincinnati police officer who shot a motorist during a traffic stop over a missing front license plate has been indicted on a murder charge. At a rally organized by the group Black Lives Matter of Cincinnati, Emmanuel Gray says if the shooting hadn't been caught on his police body camera, police would have believed Officer Ray Tensing's claim that he thought his life was in danger.
The police can claim that it was in self-defense and that people would take their words. The only reason why Tensing is being convicted, why Tensing is being charged, is because there was a body cam.
Yes. Right. Yes. That's right.
This is AP Radio News. Rolling Stone magazine is being sued, as we hear from the AP's Alan Suderman.
Three University of Virginia graduates and members of the fraternity profiled in a debunked article by Rolling Stone, which alleged a bogus gang rape at this fraternity house, are suing the magazine, the publisher, and the author who wrote it.
A lawyer for the men said they suffered vicious and hurtful attacks because of inaccuracies in the November 2014 article. They're asking for at least $75,000 for each of three counts, including defamation. Stocks closed higher Wednesday after the Federal Reserve said it would keep its benchmark rate unchanged. The Dow rose 121 points, the S&P gained 15, the Nasdaq climbed 22. After a two-day meeting, Fed policymakers signaled they want to see additional economic gains and higher inflation before raising interest rates. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.